And this requires a sorting out. So at the start, you know, at the start of the last two chapters, we have this idea of the last judgment. And here there's a separation at the start of this chapter, the interchapter material. It talks about those who are in charity and those who aren't. In the last chapter, it was the five foolish and five wise virgins. So the whole thing is prefaced by that. So what's being described here is how that separation starts to take place, how things start to get sorted out. And the issue that comes through, or one of the issues that comes through really, is about how identified we are with those states that are arising. So what we know is that all life flows in, and that none of these states are us. They flow in, and they only become us to the degree that we identify with them. So what the word offers us is a way of viewing these states more objectively, so that we're not identified. Because, as was pointed out, if you're identified, then I think in the case that was mentioned, there's you know, if guilt's around, very difficult to actually be objective, because we become absorbed in what's flowing in from the hells to keep us in that state, because they have a vested interest. You know, that all the spirits that are associated with us have a vested interest in things being maintained as they are. And as soon as truths start to enter, which is illustrated here by Joseph giving a report on the sons of Bilhah and Zilpah, right? So he gives this report back to Jacob, who is good, good of the natural in this case. But as light from a rational source, which is the word, begins to shine in the mind, then what is opposed, or the true motivations, start to be revealed. And when that starts to happen, all those associations are going to hold on for dear life, because their life and the source of their pleasure and delight is coming under threat. So this, and we experience this as feelings, negative feelings, feelings of anxiety, depression, guilt, self-condemnation, negative self-talk. All this stuff arises from spiritual associates. And while we're identified with it, it maintains its power. But as soon as we engage in the word, then there's an opportunity to step back from being identified with it and see it for what it actually is. And it's in that state that these things can be weakened. And it's not going to be a single instance of that. You know, this is a process. So it takes years. But it is a process that the Lord is in control of and seeks to bring to the end he has in view. So don't be quick to judge yourself as to your interior state. No one knows that. But we can judge the states as to where they originate from. That's the thing we have to do. And the fact that states are in the mind or present to you in your mind doesn't mean they're part of you. What it means is that something is just passing through the spiritual landscape. As soon as you identify with it or feed on it, then yes, you make it a part of your sense of self. But you know, the world within is as vast as the world without, and there's a landscape there that have thoughts and affections passing through all the time. And what we're hoping for in our work with the word is to have an ability to think from what the Lord offers, as opposed to thinking from what the proprium offers.